Hello, gorgeous people. This episode, I wanted to speak about one of the core feminine wounds, which is the wound of powerlessness, right? And how to move from powerlessness to power or empowerment, right? So powerlessness, what it basically means is that you feel powerless. You feel like you're not in charge of your life. You feel like you, it's not up to you, right? It's not up to you. Somebody else makes the decision. Somebody else or something else decides what happens or doesn't happen in your life, right? So very often we give our power to other people, to circumstances, to objects even. And we become powerless, right? It's like we submit to that thing saying, okay, you have the power, you decide. We often do this with money. We do this with time. We do this in our relationships. We do this with our bosses. We do this with our families, right? Some women even do this with their kids, right? So moving from powerlessness to power means deciding that you decide, you're the adult here, you make the decisions, right? So it means you're not going to wait for permission to do something. For example, you're not going to wait until your money situation changes to do the things that you want to do or to give yourself permission to even dream. And, you know, and like do whatever you can within the means that you have. Or you're not going to wait for a relationship or a man to love and pursue you to feel good or to feel valued or to feel worthy of being chosen. You're not going to wait until your body changes into the one that you desire to, you know, to put on that nice dress and to feel good about yourself, right? I used to know this girl, and she wasn't very happy with her body, and she also didn't want to go to the gym because she was like, oh well, I don't feel very good about my body. I don't want to go there. I want to, you know, I'll go to the gym when I feel better about my body. I'm like, what? You go to the gym to feel good about your body. That's how it works. You take the step and then you get the result. It's the same with pretty much everything else. Everything that we give our power to, we become powerless. We become helpless. We become like these little children, victims, right? Who cannot do anything on their own. So thinking about your life, where are you giving your power away to people? Right? Whose validation are you waiting on someone or something to happen to feel good or to do something that you've always wanted to do? Are you waiting for someone to give you permission to do what you desire to do or permission to be who you want to be? Are you waiting for someone to give you validation to either do what you want to do, or even validation that you can have what you want, right? Are you waiting for someone to say, hey, you know, it's possible for you? So empowerment on the other side looks like just deciding. If she can have it, I can have it. Deciding that, okay, I don't have the money yet, but I'm just going to enjoy my life. I'm gonna live within my means, and I'm gonna do all the free things in my city. I'm gonna go to all the meetups, and I'm gonna do all the fun stuff, even though I don't have the money that I desire yet. Same with relationship. Okay, I'm not going to put my life on hold for someone. Especially, I'm not going to put my life on hold for someone who didn't choose me or who broke my heart and who left me. I'm not going to wait on anybody to be happy, right? And I'm not going to wait for somebody to tell me, yes, okay, you can. I'm not going to wait for anybody to give me permission. I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna give myself permission. I'm gonna validate myself. Yes, of course I can. So powerlessness in one word is, in like one sentence summarized, is other people decide what happens in my life, or other factors, or maybe even God decides what happens in my life. I don't decide. Something else is in charge. I'm not in charge here. Right? I am powerless. And being powerful or empowered means, yes, life is life. Life happens. There are certain factors I have no control over, but I do have control over my own mind. I do have control over my own position, over my confidence, over my own actions, right? Because nobody is saying, hey, you should be unhappy until you are in a relationship. Hey, you should feel ashamed until you are making 10K a month, right? Like, nobody's out there saying this. You're choosing that. And if you're choosing to feel disempowered, if you're choosing to give power away to other people, if you're choosing to give the decision-making ability and creative ability over your life to other people, or to the universe, or to God, or to someone or something, you can just as well choose to give that to yourself. You can just as well claim it for yourself. You can just as well say, no, I am the one who decides. I'm the one who decides. And I'm not going to wait for anyone, or I'm not going to wait on anything, because life is freaking short and I deserve to have fun. I deserve to feel good, and I'm going to feel good. So, where in your life are you giving your power away? Is it money? Is it your boss? Is it time? Is it your body? Is it your partner? Is it your not yet existing partner? Is it your past? Is it the people who have hurt you in the past? Who is creating your reality? Who's creating your reality? Right? Because you get to decide this. We have free will. Like, we all have free will. And we create our experience here. God created all of us to be free and to create. And hopefully to choose him, right? To choose to love and honor him. But you get to choose whatever path you wanna take. You get to choose whatever life you wanna create. And so don't squander this gift, right? Because if currently you're using your free will to decide that, oh, I'm powerless, I'm such a victim, I'm not good enough, I'm never gonna make it, blah 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 blah. Well, you're choosing that. That's that you're creating that. You've decided that. This is your decision. You can also decide, you know what, I don't care. I'm gonna have a good life. Yeah, I have these problems and issues. Yeah, maybe I don't have the money that I want. Yeah, maybe I don't have the love that I want. But so what? I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna do the things that I want to do. I'm gonna get in touch with my desires and fulfill myself as best as I can. So I want you to take some time investigating your beliefs. Now, where am I giving my power away? Who's in charge here? Where am I foregoing the responsibility and the fun of creation? And am I unnecessarily disqualifying myself? Like, they can do it, but I can't. Look at my family. It's never happened in my family. It never happens to people like me. Right? You can decide. You literally can decide. This is the most amazing thing. You can decide for things to go in a different direction for you. So this is, if you want a practical process, this is how you can do it. First, identify what you want. So, for example, I desire a generational wealth, or I desire a loving relationship. Let's go with the relationship, it's easy. Then notice what your beliefs say. What does your belief say about what you can or can't have? So maybe your beliefs say, oh, well, it's never happened before, so it's probably never going to happen. Oh, nobody in my family is in happy relationships. Oh, you know, my past relationship history was just really messed up, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. Oh, it doesn't happen to people like me. Or, oh, I'm too old, or I'm too broken, or I'm too traumatized. It's just not going to happen. And then look objectively on those beliefs. Are those beliefs ultimately true? Ultimately true means, are they true in all cases for all people ever? Even for you, like, are those beliefs like an objective truth? And always, literally always, the answer is no. Because those are just beliefs. And if you can have one belief, you can have the opposite belief. So choosing to hold on to a belief that doesn't serve you, just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So if you can hold this belief, then you can also hold another belief, right? Because I'm sure that you've changed your mind on so many things throughout your life, right? Maybe you are leaning politically left, then you switch to politically right. Maybe you were, you believed in the global warming, and now you believe that the earth is flat, whatever, whatever, right? Like, we are creatures of change. We can change and shift and morph and choose our beliefs. So if you have been choosing those beliefs and they don't really serve you, what else is true? What else can be true? How do you want your new beliefs to look like? How do you want things to work for you? You can decide, right? This is the privilege and prerogative of an empowered person, a person who has claimed their creative power, the power to decide, decree, and make life happen according to their will. And in order for those beliefs, new beliefs, to stick, you have to believe them. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm a wealthy millionaire, and I am in a happy relationship, and my family is all getting on. Like, that's just, like, you have to believe it, right? You have to believe that it is possible for you. So you have to find a belief that replaces the old belief that serves you, that works for you, right? So this is very personal work, and I can't do that with you in a podcast because that's what I do with my clients. And this is the general framework. If you want to play with this, play with this. If you want to come work with me, come work with me. I can offer you just a single session to shift some of your core beliefs, you know, those like kingpin beliefs that like enable or disable you from feeling powerful or powerless. So in one session, we can shift this core belief of I create my reality, you know, from I'm powerless to I create my reality, and we'll shift it in such a way that it's very particular to you, and it just it fits you, right? So we'll find that the belief that sits right with you. And I've helped this with this with I've done this with so many women, and the results are lasting, right? Once you get it, you get it. And unless you do a really amazing job of forgetting and regressing, like, those beliefs, those new beliefs will stay. When you decide that you create your reality, you do. And when you're fully behind that belief, then you start to create absolute magic, absolute magic. So if you want to shift your core beliefs about your powerlessness and capabilities and power, if you want to shift from feeling powerless and helpless to feeling empowered and like you've got you create your reality, you create your life. If you want to feel empowered, You want to feel like you're the one. You're the one. Come work with me. You will find the links in the description. You can message me and I will send you a link to a single session, or you can work with me in a longer container. But for the first time, if you are new to my world, I suggest just a single session. We can do very, very deep, very profound, very healing, very lasting work. And then I will give you the tools that you can continue doing the same work on yourself, right? So it's absolutely, absolutely worth it. If that sounds good to you, reach out, message me, and I will send you the links and the details. And that is it for today's session. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, leave a 5-star rating wherever you're listening, iTunes, Spotify, whatever. And I am hoping to see you in the next one. Bye.